You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Violent Femmes with Gone Daddy Gone on BFM Breakfast. And we have got Tanu Ngango in the studio, who's one of the co-founders of Fafswag. Kia ora, Tanu. How are you?
Kia ora. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's lovely, lovely to have you up here. Do you want to explain a little bit, before we get started talking about cocoa butter, what Fafswag is for people who might not know your group?
So Fafswag's an art collective of Māori and Pacific queer youth. I say youth, but we're kind of peaking at the moment. But we started out as a group of like just young people who were kind of messing around in South Auckland, trying to figure out what it meant to be able to occupy public space. Mm-hmm. And so we all kind of just came together and pulled our resources to just start producing events and parties and art exhibitions. And it just happened to be that around about 60-70% of the collective are creatives and who work across a number of like disciplines and practices. And so every time we do something, it's I guess amalgamation of all our creative interests. Mm-hmm. And so that might be film or photography or moving image or fine arts. And then we just realize that these things kind of have a tendency to create a space where people can come together. And so for the last 6 years, we've just been doing that, just like having these really a combination of like intimate gatherings of people and then really public ones.
Yeah. We were just talking off air about the most recent Vogue ball that went down in Auckland, which was at the Hopetown Alpha, the I2 ball, and you were saying it was packed with people.
Yeah, so I2 ball is an annual event that we do every year. And it's produced by Pati Solomona Tairau, who's a visual artist. And his practice is centered around cultural identity and spirituality. It's pretty dense stuff for the morning. So one of the things is that he centers his cultural practice at the middle of like his ballroom culture for this one night event. And if you're not familiar with ballroom, ballroom's kind of a movement that started in the 1960s in New York City. And it's a space where queer LGBT people come together to basically activate a ballroom floor with competitive categories for, I guess, sharing your identity and expressing yourself. And so Pati produces these Vogue balls once a year, and this year we were lucky enough to partner with another artist. His name's Guy Tashete, and he's a photographer and created this incredible exhibition at Hopetown Alpha called Inferno, which kind of explores his anxiety around being a queer man, I guess, in the 21st century and what that looks like and how it can kind of parallel to the eight like different regions of hell as like kind of portrayed through Dante's Inferno.
Right.
And so he did a series of beautiful portraits around this idea and then asked us to come and activate the space. And so we get asked to do that quite a lot, just come in and bring a pulse or bring some kind of vibration to a space. And so yeah, we did that last Friday.
And you do that so well. Every time I've been to a Fafswag thing, I come out feeling like invigorated. It's a really amazing experience to watch people just live their truths in a space that's really supportive and that's just like people bring the most creative and amazing like versions of themselves to those spaces. You kind of think you might have an expectation walking in, it's always totally exceeded. I also quite often go in there and I'll be like chatting to someone and then maybe like 30 seconds into the conversation I'll be like, oh, I know you, but you look totally different right now because you've got this huge headpiece on and like makeup all over your face looking amazing. But we're talking a little bit about Cocoa Butter, which is the next event that you guys are holding this weekend at Raynham Park on K Road. What's this evening going to be like?
So we really just identified that for queer people of colour, it can be really isolating in winter. And isolation is just something that tends to like have a really big impact on people's like mood, especially over a season where you can become really detached from your community and your families. And so it's a really big thing for us to bring people together and hold space for people. And so we were like, it's middle of winter, we need to bring the girls out, we need to like bring everyone together and just have some fun.
Yeah.
And so that was the idea that we presented to all the artists who are performing at Cocoa Butter, and they were like, yeah, like a midwinter jam, right?
Totally.
And so we were like, yeah, that's perfect. And then someone in the gang was like, oh, like a hot chocolate. And I was like, yeah, perfect.
Nice.
And so, you know, playing with this idea of like the middle of winter, hot chocolate, cocoa butter, it's kind of where it came from. And so we have a really incredible lineup of emerging artists and some artists who are doing some really incredible work over Auckland. And we basically said to them, we want to hold space for our community. And they were like, perfect, I've got some new material that I'd love to like present to people. And awesome. We were like, yeah, cool.
It is a great lineup. There's House of I2, Duchess, Hohua 13, Disciple Party, Blood Mothers, Important, who we've had knocking around the BFM top 10 quite a few times as well, and Nubian Phenomenon, plus Fafswag, of course. So it's going to be a really, really fun night. That's on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, so that's tomorrow evening, kicks off at 9 o'clock. Yeah, we have a promo code, which is A2Ball2019. And if you use it when you're purchasing a ticket, you can get $5 off.
So. Oh, fantastic.
Nice. I just want to read on your event some of the things you said. It says, we just want to hold space, make space, take up space, and keep a bitch warm. And I think that's just
speaks to you, doesn't it, Tess?
Yeah. I feel like for a midwinter jam, that's such a great
that's
like,
a good vibe
line for it.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow night at Rainham Park, hosted by Fafswag. Thank you so much, Tanu, for coming up this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's always a good time. We're going to play Call Failure now by Important, who is playing tomorrow. You can jump on Eventbrite, I believe, to get your tickets. Was Important with Call Failure, and you can catch Important tomorrow night at Rainham Park on K Road, hosted by Fafswag alongside a bunch of other amazing artists as part of Cocoa Butter. There's a Facebook event, and thank you again to Tanu for coming up and chatting to us about that. Also, Tanu's just told us that a portion of the money from the ticket sales will be going to the Ihumātau Fund as well. So if you want to, you know, support the Kaupapa out at Ihumātau, but you also want to have a boogie on the weekend, you can be doing both at the same time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.